Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 10th. And there is this morning overnight EBOT prices with March corn down 2 cents, 457 and a quarter. March wheat down a quarter cent, 609 and three quarters. And March beans down 6.5 cents at 1242. The big news probably is the CONAB announcement. They came out with a expected production estimate at 155.3 on the beans. That's down 5 million from the previous estimate and down from 162 from their original estimate. So about 7 million metric tons off of that. Their corn estimate was shaved down to 117.6, not a huge change. The beans apparently didn't take this news very well. We closed down 6 cents here. Maybe, you know, they were hoping for a 152 or 153. Certainly didn't get it. So the beans under more pressure here this morning. The meal is the worst part of the link here. It's down $1.90, down to $3.65.70 overnight. We'll see where we go from there. The wheat might find some strength out here. It looks like in the last 24 to 48 hours, it's been the heaviest attacks in the Red Sea on merchant ships, the Houthi rebels launching all these drone strikes. The U.S. has done a pretty good job of protecting these ships, but, you know, something's got to give there. And I would think, you know, we'll see some type of campaign against the Houthi rebels in the near future out here. But in the meantime, it's slowing down grain coming out of Ukraine and Russia. It won't be going through the Black Sea. It'll have to basically go around Africa to get to where they're going. It takes longer, less ships will be available, and the costs will increase. So that could be a little bit friendly for the wheat market out here, but whether or not it gets dragged down by the beans, we'll have to see. Overall, we've got the cold blast coming into the States. It's going to be -8 in Chicago on Monday, and then -6, I think, on Tuesday, and it warms up about 20 degrees on the next day. But wherever there isn't snow cover, these temperatures could do a little bit of harm to the wheat. So I think that's another potentially bullish factor out here. But I think there's fairly good snow cover, so it's hard to know how much damage will be done with super cold temperatures. The outside market's relatively quiet. Crude oil is up 73. Dow Jones looks to be steady. Metals a little bit mixed. So I really don't see much from the outside markets. The dollars basically steady out here. So I think yesterday I thought was turnaround Tuesday. Today I think we can see lower prices in the corn and beans. We'll be looking forward to the reports on Friday. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.